So I have a question for you, a deeper question, Ricky. And so this is a horrible question. I don't think anybody's ever raised it. So I am not convinced that higher education institutions and maybe institutions in general, why should we be convinced that they can survive if females run them? And here's, I'm not saying they can't, but I'm going to present the counter argument just for the sake of getting myself in all sorts of trouble. Here's what I see happening. I mean, first of all, or what may be happening, childless women infantilize other people because they don't have an infant. And so female administrators infantilize their students, female professors infantilize their graduate students. They use that fundamental impetus to protect. They misuse it and misapply it. Now, that's well-documented proclivity. In the clinical literature, the psychoanalysts documented that, starting with Freud. That's the devouring mother, fundamentally. So, and then we have no historical data suggesting that women, as such, can organize large-scale social institutions because, as the feminists themselves have claimed forever, they were either not doing that or excluded from it forever. And it may be naive to assume that that's just something that women can do, even though that's, as I said, there's no historical precedent for it. Now, I did research in 2016 before I had to stop, fold up my research enterprise entirely. We were looking at what predicted authoritarian politically correct beliefs, and we did a very careful job. The first thing we did was analyze political beliefs to see if there were collection of coherent beliefs that you could identify as authoritarian politically correct, and there clearly was, so it's not just a right-wing conspiracy theory that such a complex of ideas exists. And then we looked at what predicted the proclivity to believe in those ideas. And the first predictor was low verbal intelligence, and it was a walloping predictor. It predicted politically correct authoritarianism better than general cognitive ability predicts grades. So that was quite shocking to us. But the next best predictor was being female. And the next best predictor was having a feminine temperament. And so, you know, all that together makes up a pretty damn brutal story. And so you said, both of you said that, you know, you're very much hoping to reach out to women. And fair enough. And obviously there are women like Ricky who adopt viewpoints that aren't totalitarian compassionate, let's say, but something's very strange in higher academia and in our institutions overall. And I think toxic femininity is a very much under-discussed phenomenon.